When we were trying to acquire the Compact Center to become our new church facility, Victoria and I would drive around it night after night and say, "That's our building. Father, thank you for fighting our battles. Lord, thank you that you're making a way where we don't see a way." We didn't just think about it, pray about it, or believe that it would happen. That's all important, but we took it one more step and declared that it was ours. It became a part of our everyday conversation. At the dinner table, when we get to Compact Center, we could do this. When we renovate it, when we move in, when we have the grand opening, not, "I don't know, Victoria, it's going to be very expensive. Where are we going to get the funds? The opponents, they're really strong." No, we said of the Lord, as the psalmist did, "God, we know you're bigger than any obstacle. We know you're supplying all of our needs. Lord, we know if you be for us, who dare be against us?" We declared it, and God did it. What are you saying of the Lord? "Well, Joel, my problems are really big today. My dreams look impossible. My marriage is so messed up, we'll never be restored." Don't talk about how big your problem is. Talk about how big your God is. When you say of the Lord, "You're my healer, my waymaker, my dream giver, my restorer, my vindicator, my health, my peace, my victory," that's when God will show up and do more than you can ask or think. I have some friends who were believing to have another child. They have a daughter, but they really wanted to have a son. Every time the wife got pregnant, she had a miscarriage. This happened 5 times in 9 years. They were very discouraged, tempted to give up. The husband's name is Joe. He'd gone by Joe his whole life. But one day he read that his full name, Joseph, means "God will add." When he understood that, something came alive on the inside. He knew God was saying, "I'm going to add a son to you." He remembered the story in the scripture where God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. God gave Abraham a child, a son at a very old age when it looked impossible. Joe decided to go back to using his original name. He told his family, his friends, his co-workers, "Don't call me Joe anymore. Call me Joseph." They thought he was having a midlife crisis. But every time someone said, "Hello, Joseph," they were saying, "God will add." They were speaking victory over his life. He kept saying so, declaring it. About 6 months later, his wife became pregnant with a baby boy. For the first time in 10 years, she carried the baby to full term. Their son was born healthy and whole. As a testimony to God's goodness, they named that little boy Joseph. God will add. Are you declaring victory over your life, over your family, over your career? Nothing happens until you speak. When you get up in the morning, you need to make some declarations of faith. Whatever God has put in your heart, declare that it will come to pass. I say every day, "I am increasing in the anointing, in wisdom, in favor, and in influence. Every message is getting better. God has taken our ministry where no ministry has ever gone." You have to speak favor into your future. I declare every day, "My children will fulfill their destinies. Their gifts and talents will come out to the full. They will supersede anything that we've done." Ever since I took over from my father in the church, I have said, "When people turn me on television, they cannot turn me off." Do you know how many letters I get from people who say, "Joel, I was flipping through the channels. I don't like TV preachers. I never watch TV preachers, but when I turned you on, I couldn't turn you off. I think to myself, I called you in. I said so." One man wrote and told how his wife tried to get him to watch the program for many years, but he wouldn't do it. One day he was flipping through the channels and came across our program. Normally, he would flip by it very quickly. But for some reason this day, his remote control stopped working, and he got stuck on our program. He was so frustrated. He finagled with the remote control and ended up changing the batteries. It still wouldn't work. He said, "Joel, even though I tried to act like I wasn't listening, you were speaking directly to me." The funny thing is, when our program was over, the remote control went back to working just fine. He said, "Now, I never miss one of your programs." When you declare favor over your life, favor over your future, God will make things happen that should have never happened. Our attitude should be, "I'm coming out of debt, and I'm saying so. This will be my best year so far, and I'm saying so. I will overcome every obstacle, and I'm saying so. I will accomplish my dreams. I'm saying so."